only for 3 months and 2 days. Tally Youngblood was waiting for darkness. She could see New Pretty Town through her open window. The party towers were already lit up, and snakes of burning torches marked flickering pathways through the pleasure gardens. A few hot air balloons pulled at their tethers against the darkening pink sky, their passengers shooting safety fireworks at other balloons and passing parasailers. Laughter and music skipped across the water like rocks thrown with just the right spin, their edges just as sharp against Tally's nerves. Around the outskirts of the city, cut off from town by the black oval of the river, everything was in darkness. Everyone ugly was in bed by now. Tally took off her interface ring and said, "Good night." "Sweet dreams, Tally," said the room. She chewed up a toothbrush pill, punched her pillows, and shoved an old portable heater, one that produced about as much warmth as a sleeping, Tally-sized human being, under the covers. Then she crawled out the window. Outside, with the night finally turning coal black above her head, Tally instantly felt better. Maybe this was a stupid plan, but anything was better than another night awake in bed feeling sorry for herself. On the familiar leafy path down to the water's edge, it was easy to imagine Paris stealing silently beside her, stifling laughter, ready for a night of spying on the new pretties. Together. She and Paris had figured out how to trick the houseminder back when they were 12, when the three-month difference in their ages seemed like it would never matter. "Best friends for life," Tally muttered, fingering the tiny scar on her right palm. The water glistened through the trees, and she could hear the wavelets of a passing river skimmer's wake slapping at the shore. She ducked, hiding in the reeds. Summer was always the best time for spying expeditions. The grass was high, it was never cold, and you didn't have to stay awake through school the next day. Of course, Paris could sleep as late as he wanted now. Just one of the advantages of being pretty. The old bridge stretched massively across the water, its huge iron frame as black as the sky. It had been built so long ago that it held up its own weight, without any support from hover struts. A million years from now, when the rest of the city had crumbled, the bridge would probably remain like a fossilized bone. Unlike the other bridges into New Pretty Town, the old bridge couldn't talk, or report trespassers, more importantly. But even silent, the bridge had always seemed very wise to Tally, as quietly knowing as some ancient tree. Her eyes were fully adjusted to the darkness now, and it took only seconds to find the fishing line tied to its usual rock. She yanked it, and heard the splash of the rope tumbling from where it had been hidden among the bridge supports. She kept pulling until the invisible fishing line turned into wet, knotted cord. The other end was still tied to the iron framework of the bridge. Tally pulled the rope taut and lashed it to the usual tree. She had to duck into the grass once more as another river skimmer passed. The people dancing on its deck didn't spot the rope stretched from bridge to shore. They never did. New pretties were always having too much fun to notice little things out of place. When the skimmer's lights had faded, Tally tested the rope with her whole weight. One time it had pulled loose from the tree, and both she and Paris had swung downward, then up and out over the middle of the river before falling off, tumbling into the cold water. She smiled at the memory, realizing she would rather be on that expedition, soaking wet in the cold with Paris, then dry and warm tonight, but alone. Hanging upside down, hands and knees clutching the knots along the rope, Tally pulled herself up into the dark framework of the bridge, then stole through its iron skeleton and across to New Pretty Town. She knew where Paris lived from the one message he had bothered to send since turning pretty. Paris hadn't given an address, but Tally knew the trick for decoding the random-looking numbers at the bottom.